When the Hobby Center for the Performing Arts opened in 2002, Houston's downtown theater district became second only to New York's in size. But it took 12 years of dreaming and planning for that to happen. Originally, the 1936 Houston Music Hall was to be renovated as the Hobby Center. That plan changed after Houston lost the premiere of the Broadway musical The Lion King to Minneapolis because the music hall was too small. It was demolished to make way for the larger $92 million new building. The Hobby Center includes two performance halls with more than 3,100 seats. Seraphim Hall accommodates large Broadway musicals. Zilka Hall serves small and mid-size local arts groups. The building's 8,700 square foot lobby may steal the show. New York architect Robert A.M. Stern and the Houston firm Morris Architects designed it to be a front porch that's open to the street. The lobby's five-story back wall is constructed with 250 tons of limestone. It's washed by sunlight that filters from a triangular skylight. The front is a glass curtain wall that's covered by a swooping porch roof. Tilting columns support the roof and try to reach across the street to Tranquility Park, which commemorates the astronauts landing on the moon. This configuration places audiences that gather in the lobby between the sun and the moon. That's appropriate because Theater Under the Stars, a resident company, calls Seraphim Hall its home. And the ceiling of the hall extends the metaphor. It's a midnight blue dome covered with fiber optic stars that depict the Texas sky at the summer solstice. Houston's theater district now can accommodate more than 16,000 people for live performances by world-class orchestras, opera companies, theater companies, and ballet troupes. But only the Hobby Center places its audience under the setting sun and the midnight sky at the same time.